In heaven, we're thankful that thou art a loving God, that your mercies are new to us every morning. Lord, we pray that as we fall, as we sin, and then as Satan tries to tell us, why try again? Why get up? Why bother? And as you are there beckoning, arise, my child. It is I. I'm still on the throne. You can still have victory. Lord, we long for victory in our lives. We long to honor you with our lives. Lord, I pray for a pastor this morning over at the Evans Chapel, the new church plant. I pray for your word and your Holy Spirit to work mightily there and also here. I pray for each heart that your word and your spirit would reach. And Lord, it's just so amazing that no matter where we are, your word seems to reach to the need that we have. We praise you that thou art a mighty God. Lord, we pray today that your word would be powerful in our lives. Lord, that as we leave these doors, we have another tool that we can go out and live victorious Christian lives. Lord, I pray that you'd calm us before you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thou art the man, Nathan the prophet said to David, after David had gone through and said, the guy that did this should die. Yet God's forgiveness was there as David turned. And Nathan said to David, you're not going to die. The Lord's going to spare your life. Other things are going to happen because of your sin, but you are not going to die. The Lord's going to spare you. We serve a gracious God, don't we? In the back of your book, the introduction, the tragic story of King David's sin is recorded for us in the Word of God. This is not recorded in order to place David's sin on public display, but it is to provide for all time and all people a way back to God. David's heart cry in Psalm 51 is the sinner's guide back to God. David's heart cry, we see here in Psalm 51, which is what this series is going to cover, Psalm 51, is the sinner's guide back to God. You and I can have a victorious Christian life. We can have that if we'll but, as David did, if we'll but turn from our sin. If we'll but turn from our sin. The sinner's guide back to God. This is it. This is it. God's word. The sinner's guide back to God. So many times, the Lord works in our heart. Pastor gives an invitation. We come down front. We kneel at the altar. We pour our heart out to a holy God. We confess sin. We confess shortcomings. Sins of omission, sins of commission. So many times we do that. So many times we go to great revival meetings and the Lord burdens our heart. And yet, 4 weeks later, you might not know the Lord had ever spoken to our heart about it. One song says about, I'm so tired of being stirred. God's word stirring my heart, but not being changed. I'm tired of being stirred, but not being changed. We've got to do something different. We try to tell the bosses at work, they don't always listen, but you can't keep doing the same thing if you want a different result, can you? And yet, of course, they're bosses. You got to do the same thing because you're a boss. But sometimes if that doesn't work, you have to do something different. We have to do something different. I've got a handout for you. Kelly, would you pass those out, please? This handout I'm giving you, I got to find out if I broke a copy right here. I'll get a hold of the... This is from Ron Hood. I got this off the internet. I don't know if that helped me to not break a copyright. I don't know. But I will follow up on the copyright. But this is from Ron Hood, the Spiritual Success Institute. This is a memory program that I've been talking about for many weeks. This is one of the handouts out of that program. He has many good books. I think Sharon said the other day we're going to go ahead and order just a complete set, I think you said. And then I'll have that stuff here for you folks to look at. If you're internet people, just go to Ron Hood. The first guy you're going to see is a mountain man. The second guy is going to be a spiritual man on the internet as you look him up. God's word, hidden down in our heart, can make the difference in the success that we live as Christians. God's word hidden deep down in our heart. We see, first of all, the need and procedure for change. On the left-hand side of your sheet there, why is it that people can attend church revival meetings, Bible conferences, seminars, retreats, and yet we never change? We hear wise men deliver great and true messages. We want to change. We resolve to change, and yet we don't. How is it that people can buy good and helpful books, tapes, courses, materials, and still not change? The problem is not with the meetings or the men or the messages or the materials. The problem is in our mind and in our hearts. We are always moving in a direction of our thinking. If we want to change, we must change our thinking. The Holy Spirit uses God's word to change us. However, we will only change if we cooperate by yielding and providing those building materials. Memorizing scripture is the fastest, easiest way to change. The more you memorize, the more you review, the more you meditate, the faster the Holy Spirit will perform the work of changing you. I dare say all of us here have the same desire that I have. And that is that Jesus Christ would be glorified in my life. I would think that each of you would have that each day. If you don't, my prayer would be then that you would. Memorizing scripture, writing it down in our hearts. Three reasons, many reasons, we don't memorize scripture. We never started any kind of memory program, maybe. Maybe we started and quit. Maybe we never had a program, a memory program to work to. You've got one in front of you right now. If you start this program for 30 days, I need you to think to yourself today, I'm going to do this for 30 days. Okay? Because what's going to happen at the end of 30 days, you're going to say, wow, I've got, how many of us know half of the Romans Road, or we know basically how it goes, but can we quote it verse and with the reference? Many verses we know in our head, but we don't have them word perfect, and we can't say the reference. We couldn't take someone and take God's word and say, well, it says that as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And we can't go there. All we need is a little memory program. When I took this class, I don't want to brag. I want you to know that you can memorize scripture. Last Sunday we had dinner with a couple of families. And my memory verse cards were sitting there. There's 85 now. And the one lady picked it up and says, well, she didn't say, okay, wise guy, but she picked it up and she said, okay, here it is. Tell me this verse. And tell me this verse. And tell me this verse. And tell me this verse. I'm not a good memorizer, as you might think. That's what we all say, isn't it? I can't memorize. You can memorize. You've just not been shown how, and you've not put 30 days into it. God wants to change you and I into His image. We have got to give Him the tools, those building blocks in which to do that. Right now, here's 85 verses. Since I started teaching this class, some of these I knew from when I was younger and before. Many of them are brand new. Every verse that we have done in these three, in this third, up to this third book now, I can quote for you word perfect. Again, I'm not saying this to say I'm anybody. I'm not. There's a program here that'll work for you if you'll use it. And you will have God's word at your fingertips. 85 verses, does it sound like a lot? Maybe if you haven't been doing this. Once you've been doing it, I think 85 verses is going to be, boy, that's not very many. The author, 5,000 verses. With the reference, word perfect. The author. Testimonies throughout his things, families from all different churches, a church in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where we were from. What the wife had, 700 verses. The husband had 1350. You can do this. You can memorize scripture. You can. We tell ourselves, oh, I can't memorize, I can't memorize. I used to always tell myself, I can't remember names. I can't remember names. I don't read the newspaper very much. I was at work and, oh, can you not remember names? I thought, yeah, that's me. And I said, yes, you can. First of all, don't tell yourself you can't remember. But as soon as you do that, you're going down a bad road. Okay? And then it says, just put a little time into it. And there was a guy there, I worked with him all the time, day in and day out, and I did not know his name. And so embarrassing, you can't even call a guy by his name. And I thought, it's high time I learned this guy's name. And I took a couple minutes. His name is Dave Haas. It doesn't mean anything to you, but what it meant to me was no longer could I say I can't remember a name, because we can remember. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are the works of God, and that work being you and I. A simple method of memorizing scripture on your handout. Here he says, go over it until you can quote it word perfect. Personally, I haven't been doing that step. I've just been following the rest of it. You quote it 25 times the first day. You flip your card over and you write on the back of your card, today's date, and I said it. You say it 25 times. Then tomorrow you say it 20 times. Then the next day 15 times. You flip the card over, you write down the date and that you said it 15 times. And you track it. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. And then, as it says here, once a day for 45 days, then once a week for 7 weeks, and once a month for the rest of your life. When you get into the month, it'll just be in a file, and you'll pull it out. You won't write on the back of it or anything. But the early ones you'll track, so you know where you are in the process. Why am I pushing this so hard? Because God's word is the answer to what you and I need to do. God's word. Joshua 1:8, you see the hand there. Meditate. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I didn't know that verse a little while ago. Now I do. Again, please, I'm not pointing at myself. I'm saying you can memorize God's word. It can be there when the Lord says, hey, talk to this guy. Psalm 119:11. We need to memorize God's word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Many of these you already know. You could take that, you could put it on a card, and if you don't know the reference, how many of you don't know that reference right now? The verse we just said, you don't know that reference. Okay, you put it on a card, you say it a couple of times, and you know the reference, and you can say it word perfect. You can learn that. You can have those tools. Each of you have a different ministry that the Lord uses you in, whether it's your work or whatever. As Pastor has said, this full-time ministry and part-time ministry, we're all full-time Christians, he says. You and I all have a ministry, whether it's at our work, at our homes, training up tomorrow's generation, moms. Training up tomorrow's generation, the hand that rocks the cradle, rules the world. The home. Brother Raven, I don't get out of the home. That's all right. You pour your life into them four, five, six kids, whatever you have. You pour God's word into their heart. You hide it deep in their heart. And they'll go out and they'll honor you and they'll rise up and call you blessed. God's word. There's a formula for scripture memorization. You've got it in your hand. Oh, there's the name of the thing down at the bottom. I'm sorry. I've got a different sheet than you have. But you can go to the website. They've got all these verses. You can he actually has books for $2 a piece with the verse cards right in them. You just pull them out of the book, and you can use those for memory. What I do is I take a verse card. I take a 3x5. I write on the top of it the reference, then the verse, word perfect. Make sure it's word perfect. Then the reference again. Then I flip it over and I just write the reference. And then I start tracking it. Each day I say it, I start tracking it. And you'll have 85 and you'll have 100. You say, Brother Raven, I just can't memorize. I don't believe there's anybody in this room that is so low in knowledge that you can't memorize. There's nobody here. Depends on how bad you want it. It depends on what you want to let the Lord do in your life. Are you willing to do this? Are you willing? Will you? I'm not going to stick in a corner very many times when I teach. Will you give this 30 days? Will you raise your hand, Brother Raven? I'll give this 30 days. Okay. I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. If you have any questions, you can call me. You can email me. Some folks have emailed me. You can email me. C. Ravert. Chris Ravert. C. Ravert. 2. Thank you, Kelly Dye. @gmail.com. C. Ravert. 2. @gmail.com. Maybe you're getting hung up. Maybe, Brother Raver, this isn't working for me. You get a hold of me. It'll work for you if you'll drive that process. This series, The Way Back to God. Goals for our series, to know that there is a way back to God and that sinners can find forgiveness and restoration through the blood of Jesus Christ. Then to recognize the serious consequences of sin and to learn to keep a strong personal walk with the Lord. Every one of us can fail like David did. Every one of us can fail like David did. Oh, I would never do that wickedness. I would think in my life that I would never do that wickedness. But I'll tell you what, David did, and he was a man after God's own heart. We've got to have God's word. It's the answer. God's Holy Spirit is the answer. To see that God, in his mercy, deals with his children to bring them back to himself. and that he is able to give a new beginning and renew a right spirit within us. Then to realize our religious activities are abomination to God when our hearts are not right with him. Our hearts need to be right with the Lord. Before we come in here to Sunday school, to church, whatever, just a few brief words with the Lord, a reckoning. And then, Lord, will you use your word to speak to my heart? To show that sin robs us of our joy, but our obedience to God brings back the joy of our salvation. Gives us a song to sing. To understand our responsibility to help those who are away from God, to help them find their way back to God. Is it as important that we walk right? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 13. Did I ask you guys to memorize that? Hebrews 12:13. Follow peace with all men. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Hebrews chapter 12, talking about the race, talking about running the race. You might get into sin. You might be over here and you might come back, but the guy watching you might get over there and might die over there. We need to know God's word. We need to walk with God because of there's a great cloud of witness. Those that have gone on before and those that are here now. Moms, man, what a responsibility. What a responsibility. Walk before God. Our lesson, King David and his God. Or is it Chris Rayford and his God? Kelly Dye and his God? That's what the lesson is about. It is about me and my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's about you and your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. King David and his God. His relationship to his God. His relationship wasn't right the day that he walked on that roof, was it? When he took, hi, Brother Doug. Right? Morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good job, man. Okay, good to have you with us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
King David and his God, as David walked on the roof that day, and he looked. Author says we live in a world where undressing seems to be a common thing. The longer we're in this world, the less clothes they wear. Talk to missionaries in other countries, they wear a lot less clothes than our people wear. The first look, you can't stop it. The second look and the third look, we've got to stop. We've got to stop. It's a battle every day of our lives. We've got to stop it. Whether it's lust, man, woman, whether it's taking that flyer that's going to be in Sunday's paper and looking, oh, what's on sale? Now, it's not that I need anything, but what's on sale? What's going on? Oh, man, they got this. Boy, that looks like a good deal. I need to get that. And I need to get that. And the newspaper today is just full of everything that you need to get. Those are still lusts that drive us. Because we see that and we think, oh, man, I need that thing. Did I need it this morning when I got up? No, but man, I need that. And it teaches us to want, to lust. Lord, I need that. What a concept. I heard that from one of them ladies on the radio 20 years ago. And she's right. It teaches us to lust. It teaches us, I want, I want, I want. Put those things aside. Whatever it is. Whatever that stumbling stone is in each of our lives. Putting them aside. Getting victory over them. Saying no, saying no, saying no. If you're one of the guys that gets that paper and thinks, I got to have that. And this week you go out and buy something that you didn't know you needed until that paper got there. Then you need to give that to the Lord. Okay, because that is just driving your selfish desires, your lustful desires. Whatever it is in your life, each of us are different. God deals with each of us differently. But whatever it is, the first time we can't change it. The second time, the third time, the fourth time. And then to think David went so far as to murder, to cover up, and just many people. As he had Uriah the Hittite killed, as David had him killed. The people around Uriah died that day. The men that were fighting with Uriah, the people around him died that day. There was much, much wickedness there. Goals for our series. I'm excited about this series. I'm excited about it for me. That at the end of this series, that I might love the Lord more, that I might each day walk with Him closer. I'm excited about it for the potential for you. What it can be, what it can do for you. Let's turn to our questions. Pick your questions out. Notice at the top, background reading, it says 1 Samuel 11. I'm sure you figured out by now that's 2 Samuel 11. When you get your lessons, do this reading early on in the week where it calls it out. We're on page, there is no page. Everybody have the questions for King David and his God, Diane? First or second or third page, it's going to say preparation questions, King David and his God. Oh, is there a four on your page? It's right next to page five. Okay, right next to page five. Thank you. Okay. In your lessons, beginning of the week, you'll do the reading. Do it early. Let the Lord have His word in you for more than just Sunday. Let it be there throughout the week so it can work on your heart. Then do these questions. Do them early in the week. You can do one a day, but then you're not doing the one till Friday or Saturday, and you only have a day. Sooner is better than later. Realtors in here, sooner is better than later. Sooner is better than later with God's word. Let's go through the questions. According to 2 Samuel 11, 1 and 2, where was David when he fell into temptation? Say it louder. He was he was walking on the roof of the king's house. He was at home, that's right. He wasn't out as kings went forth to battle, was he? Tuesday, 2 Samuel 11, 3 to 13. What did David do to try to cover up his sin? Somebody raise your hand. He brought Uriah back home from the battle. And said, okay, it's nighttime. Why don't you go home? And he tried to get him to go home. He sent him home. First, he brought him back from the battle. He sent him home. And then the guy wouldn't go home because of all that Israel was going through. He said, how can I lay in my home when my friends are out there in the desert? I can't do that. They're out in tents in the world. And David made him drunk. Try to get him to go home so he could cover up his sin. Didn't work. Okay, Wednesday. 2 Samuel 11, 14 to 21. Who is responsible for the death of Uriah? Ma'am, David is. With the sword of of the children of Ammon. That's a sword you used, David. The sword of the children of Ammon. That's the sword that he used to kill him. What truth is given in Numbers 32:23? Better yet, it's our memory verse. Who would do our memory verse for us? Memory verse for the week. It was on the top of your next page. Kelly Dye. Wow. Okay. And be sure your sin will find you out. And that's a part of the verse that they listed. They just listed the last of that for memory verse. Numbers 32:23. Be sure your sin will find you out. And David's sin found him out, didn't it? What truth is given? I'm sorry. Friday. According to 2 Samuel 12, 9 through 12, what was God's judgment from David's sin? Somebody wanna list them? Maybe four of them. Kelly Dye. Okay. The sword shall never depart from your house. I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house. I will take thy wives and give them unto thy neighbor. His sin. Saturday. Compare 2 Samuel 12:13 and 1 John 1:9. What grave truth is found in both of these verses? Sir. Right, you can't hide your sin from God. You must confess. If we confess our sin, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, amen. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a blessed truth that is, that he can forgive those. You might not be able to. You might remember things from your past for the rest of your life, and they might always be back there, and you might always think, what a failure I was that day. But God can forgive them. In the depths of the sea, we still haven't been down there, have we? We send little probes down a mile. God's put our sins away. Praise the Lord, as Pastor said. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And lastly, when studying Psalm 51, which is a psalm we're going to be studying, it is helpful to read certain other psalms which were written in chronological order. Take your pen and write these down if you would, please. Anybody ready? Psalm 38. Psalm 2. And Psalm 51. Then Psalm 32. 38, 2, 51, 32. Read those. Read those for next week. Obviously, we're going to redo lesson one next week because we didn't get to it this week. Okay? So actually, you can start your next memory verse if you want to get you going. Let's do 51:1 next week. Okay? Do the first verse of Psalm 51 for next week. Or because those first couple weeks, we're actually going to be doing verse 1 and 2. So do the reading, Psalm 38, Psalm 2, Psalm 51, Psalm 32. Read the two chapters there in 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel 11 and 12. Read those for next week. And again, next week we're going to be on lesson one. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit use us to be a witness to the lost. Lord, if we don't know your word, if we don't have it hidden deep down in our hearts, we can't share it with others because we don't know it ourselves. Lord, I thank you for these folks that came today and they come so faithfully. We're thankful for them. Lord, help us as we start on this scripture memorization. Lord, as we try to find and try to make this decision different than all our other ones, because this one's going to be backed up with scripture. This one, we're going to hide your word deep down in our hearts that we might not sin against you. We pray for pastor's safety as he travels over from the Evans Chapel. We pray that your Holy Spirit would work today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.